To the Red Pill Punch Billum Bowl. I don't know what my show is really called, actually. I don't care that much. It's called the Red Pill Punch. No, it's called the Punch Bowl with William Repillum. Mike, can you help me out again here? How does it go?
The best one we came up with was William Repillum's Red Pillum Punch Bowl.
Okay, well, it's not that hard to remember. Jeez, what's my problem? William Repillum's Punch Bowl. Well, okay, so hi, everybody. So welcome to the William Repillum's Red Pillum Punch Bowl. I think I got it right. So it's Friday night, May 5th, 2023. Time's going very fast. Can't believe it. It's almost summer already, 2023. It's Friday night, and if you're listening on Friday night, I'm very happy that you're here joining me. Please go to Republic Broadcasting and donate right now, whatever you can. Whatever you can. I know you weren't planning to go to RBN right now and donate, but I ask if you wouldn't mind changing your mind and just going ahead and doing it, even though it wasn't part of your Friday night plans. You don't have to empty your bank account or anything, but we do want to keep the lights on. And so I'm going to go through. What do you guys want to do tonight? It's Friday night, so, it's an exciting time. You're supposed to start enjoying your weekend right now. So I'm going to go through some articles in Blacklisted News. I found a couple that I found interesting. One of them was, Chicago mayor tells Texas governor to stop busing illegal immigrants to Chicago. Yeah, it's not a very... I don't like to read the whole article. I just want to summarize. But pretty much Lori Lightfoot is trying to get Greg Abbott, Lori Lightfoot, the departing mayor of Chicago, is trying to get Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, to stop busing illegals up to Chicago, complaining that it's unsustainable for Chicago, while Texas is being overrun at the border. And Greg Abbott retorted back to Lori Lightfoot, who is a sanctuary city, Chicago. So if they're a sanctuary city, then I think Greg Abbott's doing the right thing by busing them up there. Although I think busing them back to Mexico or back into their country that they came from would be a better plan. But they're being incentivized. If anybody has information on the people, you know, besides the obvious culprits behind the mass immigration is HIAS, which is HIAS, the Hebrew International Aid Society, who agitates unceasingly with unending amounts of money, pressure, lobbies, and Jewish power to have unrestricted, unending, and unmitigated third world immigration into America in order to commit genocide against the white race. Because that's what Jews do. They commit genocide against the white race. Now, when I try to bring this up to somebody who doesn't really know how this works, because they say, "What are you talking about? The Jews are white." And you say, "Well, they," then you have to explain that they don't consider themselves white unless they can take a position in lambasting the white race, and then they can say, "Oh, we whites, we have to let unfettered, unlimited amounts of immigrants into our country. It's our duty. It's our duty for climate refugees." And that's what many of these white liberals believe. They believe in climate change, and they believe that these refugees, they don't want to come up here. They're being forced to because the sea levels are rising. Can anybody call me and tell me where that really is happening? I hear it's happening in the Florida Keys. The sea level is rising because ice is melting. The polar ice caps are melting, and that's causing the sea level to rise. And so you have climate refugees. That's the story, and I hear a lot of contradictory. I hear that, you know, this is nonsense. Well, and I've read some books about it too. But I haven't visited the topic for quite some time. But the one book I did read about it, which I read a couple of books. I read The Greatest Hoax by James Inhofe, who is a Republican senator in Kansas or something, Oklahoma. He's a Zionist anyway. So, you know, it's kind of that whole cognitive dissonance of being against the climate change, but also being a Zionist. Or being against abortion, but also being a Zionist. I guess you can't be a senator unless you're a Zionist. I was just watching the Cynthia McKinney interview. She was talking about the Israel lobby, and she's done a lot of good expose on this, on how you can't be one of the 535 Congress people or the 100 senators or the 435 members of the House of Representatives unless you get down on your knees and sign a I love Israel first agreement, pact, oath. You pledge allegiance to Israel. That's what you must do to get into Congress. And Cynthia McKinney balked at that, and they found a way to get rid of her, like they always do. So, well, so that's That's what's going on in Texas. Greg Abbott sending the immigrants up into Chicago. I mean, you can kind of argue that he's sort of transporting them and distributing them around the country, and this could be like a smoke and mirrors kind of controlled opposition dialectic thing where Lawyer Lightfoot doesn't really care about that and is actually excited about it, but has to like put some kind of opposition up to it. Are they all in on it together? Do they go to their Freemason meetings and then come up with these ideas? Does the Council on Foreign Relations devise this little think tank plan? The Council on Foreign Relations, established in 1925, and then followed by the Bilderberger Group, established in 1954. You know, heard of the Bilderbergers. We heard of the Bilderbergers after 9/11. And then the Trilateral Commission, formed by, I think, Rockefeller in 1972. So you pretty much have the same group of people. They just keep creating new think tanks, new global meeting groups that are protected, guarded with paid mercenaries, and guarded against the people, operating in secret. We don't get to know what they're talking about in there, but I guess that's what people would call the deep state, or at least the first layer of it that sits kind of right above. So I think that is the Council on Foreign Relations. And, you know, I've seen people up there talking at these meetings, John Brennan talking about why they're spraying all this crap on us from the sky and explaining what that is. We have to block out the sun so that climate change doesn't happen as quickly as we're lying that it's happening anyway. Just eat it, Goyim. So anyway, that's that. So Abbott call on Biden admin to do its job. Yeah, okay. Same old thing. Biden's border plan. Well, let's look at this. The Biden administration appears to set to end a pandemic era order under Title 42 of the U.S. Code, which allowed border officials to heavily restrict entry into the United States to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Well, okay. So you destroy the COVID narrative, and that's like, that really works out well for the Jewish plan, doesn't it? Because the COVID narrative works out great for them because they can restrict everybody's freedoms. But then once the people get tired of it and it no longer is sustainable, then it just becomes a cork popping off of America, just like the cork popped out of Africa when they took out Gaddafi. So ending the COVID measures is sort of comparable to the Jewish United States administration with Hillary Clinton taking out Gaddafi. And they didn't just take him out. They bayoneted him up his rear side, tortured him, and killed him, you know, in a really humiliating type of way. This is disgusting. You know, these kinds of tortures and murders, and it's nothing new for these Jewish commissars. They were doing it in Russia, in Bolshevism. Kids know nothing about it. You go through school. I certainly didn't learn about Bolshevism when I went through school. We only learn about one genocide, and that is the one that never happened, and that is the so-called Holocaust, gassing of Jews in Hitler's camps, Hitler's work camps, where on the flagship camp it says, "Albeit mocked frei." And what does that mean? It means work shall set you free. Huh, well, why would they put a sign up on a camp that says, "Work shall set you free," if it's a death camp? And whose idea was it, the death cap anyway? They were carting in cattle cars Russian Christians into actual death camps all over Russia, the gulags, prior to World War II. Hitler knew about this. He was trying to stop it from happening to Germany. Look at the lies the world believes. Just imagine the injustice. Well, all right. So Title 42. All right, that's one thing to keep note of. When is this going to expire? Without the Title 42 in place, some critics of the Biden administration immigration policies have warned that groups of migrants could start arriving at the border in order to great and even greater numbers than immigration officials have already seen during Biden's presidency. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, it could get worse. It's gonna get worse than it already is. Well, you know, I mean, okay, so what happened before Trump left office? He signed the USMCA, right? Well, Agenda 21 is all about destroying borders. So Trump ends the USMCA and Biden brings all the immigrants in under the precepts that under the you know, the notion that we don't have borders anymore. So I would get out of this dialectic, folks, of thinking that Republicans are going to save you. Republicans are going to turn things around. Call your local sheriff. Talk to your call around the country and find a local sheriff that says, "Hey, yeah, come live here. Come live here and help us defend America." I think that they exist in certain parts of the country. I think certain parts of the country aren't going to put up with this crap, and that playing around with national politics is a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's all about the local. It's all about the local. Anyway, I'm going to move on to a new article. So there was one other one that caught my eye a lot. Let's see. Let me just read the headlines. Okay. PacWest Bancorp shares crash. Okay. Shares of PacWest Bancorp were in free fall Thursday after the lender's attempt to reassure investors fell flat amid another pummeling of U.S. regional bank stocks. No surprise there. Not going to go into that one. But winners and losers in Sudan on proxy wars and superpower rivalries in the global south. Billionaire Stephen Dekoff buys Jeffrey Epstein's private islands. That could be interesting. Wall Street Journal. Former Israeli prime minister and head of Israeli military intelligence, Ehud Barak, visited Jeffrey Epstein's apartment monthly. So, folks, I'm just at blacklistednews.com just scrolling through the stories. Next story, Nordstrom, Whole Foods, and other companies that endorsed BLM amid Floyd riots closed stores in crime-ridden San Francisco. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Do you think they knew this was going to happen? Well, I do. I mean, because they're all owned by BlackRock. Remember, before George Floyd in 2020, before in May of 2020 when the George Floyd riots took place, were orchestrated by the Soros bunch, and George Floyd, who, if he wasn't just a crisis actor, died of a fentanyl overdose, not from getting a knee on the neck. Which, by the way, the police in Minnesota were trained by who to put the knee on the neck? The IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, that came over here and trained our police to put the knee on the neck. And then what? And then what? And then the Jewish media come down on Derek Chauvin and throw him life in prison for doing what the Jews trained him to do. Okay. All right, we're up against a break, so be right back. If you fall,
find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Your butt!
Hold on!
You think you look good in your new uniform? Starched and pressed into the perfect norm. Until Uncle Sam puts that gun in your hand, puts you in the wrong direction, and says, kill!
All right, we're back. I had to blot out the cuss word in that song. I'm good at censorship, aren't I? The dog's barking. Hold on, let me quiet the dog. Okay. Where were we? We were about to jump into a different article here. Yeah, Nordstrom, Whole Foods, and other companies that endorse BLM amid Floyd riots, closed stores, and crime-ridden San Francisco. Nordstrom, Whole Foods, Walgreens, Gap, Banana Republic, and H&M, all of whom endorse the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay. So don't buy anything from Nordstrom, Whole Foods, Walgreens, Gap, Banana Republic, and H&M, all of whom endorsed the Black Lives Matter movement amid widespread rioting and looting during the summer of Floyd. So what this actually means is they didn't endorse anything for black people. They endorsed an extortion racket for Jews. So that's what Black Lives Matter is. It's basically Jews just take a whole bunch of black people and a bunch of stupid white people, and they just put them in a clump, and then they create a hammer out of them. They just start smashing the country with it. So that's what the Jews are doing. And they're smashing in everybody's they're breaking into everyone's money. Now they want trillions in reparations, okay? Because they broke open everyone's brain with Black Lives Matter. They smashed in brains and did all kinds of violence, figuratively speaking, of course. Well, in some cases not, but there was a lot of actual violence that they ignored. But figuratively speaking, the Jews have been bashing in our brains with their Holocaust propaganda and their endless kvetching for reparations. So just remember that all reparations are mostly all that money is just going to go to Jews and fill up their coffers as they confiscate all the wealth away from the goyim. Because that's what the plan is of the Protocols of Zion. So don't be fooled, folks, about whatever they tell you. Black Lives Matter is for equality. We're the ones trying to get equality. Okay? Obviously. All right. So, world on cusp of woke totalitarianism as governments act to end freedom of speech. That could be interesting. New WHO pandemic initiative uses listening surveillance systems to identify misinformation and rumors. Now, this one is a good one. I'm going to jump into this one. All right. Internal documents from the United Nations UN agency, however, reveal a variety of invasive tactics deployed to suppress the spread of alleged misinformation. The WHO is pushing for member states, including the U.S., to adopt these suggestions when developing or updating their respiratory pathogen pandemic plans. Okay. The initiative, Preparedness and Resilience for Emerging Threats, PRET, seeks to guide countries in pandemic planning while incorporating the latest tools and approaches for shared learning and collective action established during the COVID-19 pandemic. Wow, how convenient for the Jewish power structure. You have a pandemic, and then you have global action, collective action taking place where you get all of the stupid sheep to go and do all of the snitching for you. Snitching like they did in the Soviet Union. They would snitch on each other because they were scared of being given a 10-year sentence. Module, one of the initiative's blueprints, describes how the spread of content deemed misinformation amounts to a new health threat called infodemics. Yeah, a new health threat, the spread of misinformation. So what we're doing right here is the spread of misinformation, and it's going to be amount to a health threat called infodemics. So then you're a threat to public health because you're speaking the truth. See, the truth to the Jews is a threat to public health. See, now that they can get their WHO and they can get their government agencies and they can classify things like how they want to do it, you know, and there's going to be more stupid libtards and sometimes conservatives that are dumb too getting along with it. Okay, up against the break again, so hang on, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Such a great song, but it's just it's long, and it's going to take too long to get it going. We might have to figure out a different place to start it, or maybe not. Maybe it's good just like it is. But try listening to that whole song. It's called "Will There Be Enough Water" by The Dead Weather. Came out in 2007 when Jack White made and got the female singer Alison Mosshart that he met on tour. They opened for the White Stripes, or I think it was not the White Stripes. It was his other band, Raconteurs. Pretty awesome band. The two male singers doing counterpoint. Check them out, Raconteurs. They do a song called "Level." It's pretty badass. So, yeah. All right. Anyway, so enough about music. Moving on to the news. Let me get it going over here. Oh, cool. Okay, we got Kathleen in Texas. So, Kathleen, let me just go ahead and take your call. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hey, William. What's on your mind? Pillum. I would like to tell you that you have an incredible God-given talent of impersonation. And you were hilarious a week ago with Jeremy and then last night. Hilarious. You just have it, and you know, people love impersonation. It's a great form of humor that you get guffaws. And it's very enjoyable, and you have the talent. And then your show on Wednesday, even though your guest did not show up, it turned out to be a great show. Don't change anything. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. Yeah, that was Mike King who was supposed to show up. You know what? He did actually show up, but he thought he was supposed to show up at 7 p.m. Central, but he was supposed to show up at 7 p.m. Eastern. So he was an hour late. So next week, we're going to have Mike King on there. And he and I were going to go over the banker stuff. And I appreciate your compliments. Was that it?
Yeah, is that all you wanted? That's it. I just, to be able to make people laugh is a wonderful God-given talent. And you have the timing and... it's very enjoyable.
Well, it's an awful lot of fun doing the show with Jeremy on Thursdays. I really enjoy it. Thursday is probably my favorite night of the whole week because it's not quite the weekend, but it almost is. You know what I mean? And it's like nighttime, and we know the weekend's coming. We just got one more day. It's a little different, you know, than a Friday or a Saturday. Do you agree, Kathleen?
Well, no. May I make a quote, biblical quote?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is from Psalm 118, verse 24. See the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So each day is a treasure. And so I don't see it that way.
Well, so I agree. What was that written by David? That psalm.
They say all the psalms were written by David, but I'm sure mm-hmm. there could be some other people. I used to run into this 90-year-old lady that had had a stroke, and she was in a wheelchair, making it go with her feet and her, you know, hands on the wheels. And our paths crossed every day for like a couple of years. And she said that, she taught me that quote. And we would hug and we'd say that. And then I'd always say, all right, now we're set for the day. And I used to think, my gosh, how could I complain about anything when this lady is has such a good spirit about, and it's true, each day God has something for each one of us to do, and it behooves us to rejoice and be glad.
I agree. You know, I was just thinking about how this a little while ago, I was kind of feeling a little down, and I was just by myself. And then I thought to myself, no, you don't have to feel that way. It's a choice. There's something great going on. So I think I agree with your scripture. It was Psalms 118. What was the verse?
Verse 24. And I've known it for years and told people, but I was going to say it on the radio. And so I called the library, and they looked it up for me so I could have the chapter and verse so people could hear. I'm the low-tech person. I have a landline, no internet, no TV, which I don't want. But I was also thinking of you with what you were worried about your having a reaction to Wi-Fi. And Ken, one of the producers that used to be on RBN, 5G came into his home, and he had to have it taken out. He said it did, mm-hmm. It literally made him sick. So mm-hmm. I think, I also do not have a smart meter. I have a regular meter.
You're a role model, Kathleen. For all of us.
Well, no, good grief, if you knew, if you only knew, maybe in those kind of things. But I'm just looking out for myself. But anyway, William, also, I was very appreciative of you because a couple years ago, you, on Richard Carey's show, you mentioned... Richard Carey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mentioned Dr. Lorraine Day's Bible study.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that she... Now, I knew all about her for years. I had mm-hmm. heard her on Deanna Spingola's show, and in the mm-hmm. 90s I heard her on Coast to Coast and everything. But...
With Art Bell?
Yeah. Coast to Coast.
No way, really?
She was famous because she I think Paul from California also heard her at that time. I heard him say, I believe. But she had done a video called...
Yeah, we got Cancer. Paul Holding, too, by the way. He's going to be on after you.
Oh, I'll let him go. I'll let you go. But what she said
finishes.
The video was called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. And I bought it because my sister's friend had cancer. Well, of course, mm-hmm. my sister did not give that to her friend, but it was a very interesting and very brave woman. And so anyway, when you had mentioned that she had the Bible study, even somebody low-tech could call the Zoom number and participate. So I was very grateful to you. I was able to listen for over a year. And then she was thrown off Zoom for hate speech because she's saying Jesus Christ. I think it became known to them that she was a Holocaust denier.
She says the word Jew.
Denier.
Yeah.
No, she
yeah,
was
she
a Holocaust
She says the word
denier.
Jew. Yeah, and a Holocaust denier. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
Well, she still has the... on her own website, though. She still has the...
Yeah, but people who don't have... that technology can't access it. So I was hoping she'd get some kind of a phone number call in for people like myself, but that hasn't happened. But anyway, Paul from California is another one of my favorites, so I'll let you go and I'll listen and enjoy it. And I really appreciate Mike, the producer, Julie and Sam and Frank and... you guys are all in my prayers.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. You're in our prayers, too. And
thank you.
We really appreciate you. Yeah,
okay, thank
thanks
you.
For calling in. Okay, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. We got Paul then. Paul, California. What's up, buddy?
All right, I was just about ready to get into it with you, but before I do, I'll say hi to Kathleen and So, Kathleen, you'll have to tell us next time you call in, who's your most favorite? Is it me or is it William? Now, we're different in many ways, so you have to consider. But actually, you know, it's interesting to talk at Lorraine Day. She was a guest on Jim Futzer's show several years ago now, I think two or three perhaps. And she talked about many things, including her so-called faith and her Christianity. And I posed a very interesting question to her, and I wasn't sure what answer I would get. But because I was a fan of hers, but also I was also skeptical of a lot of what she said in terms of, you know, so-called Christianity. So I asked her pointedly if someone broke into her house, some stranger, some migrant, or maybe even some black, right, and she had a gun, and it was between, you know, him and her, would she defend herself? Would she shoot this person? And she's pointedly said no, that she didn't believe it was her right to take a life. And so, therefore, if it was her time, quote, unquote, and it was God's will, then that's what would happen, is that she would, you know, lose her life rather than save her life and take the life of another. And at that point, I said a pretty funny line, because earlier in the show, because she said Jew so many times, I said, will you marry me? It was kind of funny. And then after I heard that, I said, well, the marriage is off. So I tell that little story because it's very pertinent to the discussion, which we won't have a lot of time for, William. But I wanted to know what your take is on what the Pope has recently said. Okay, now I know you don't really care about the Pope, and let's forget about who he is or whether or not he's all the things that are alleged about him, you know, not being a true Catholic or a true Christian, but he's preaching this gospel of, you know, let people in, open your doors, okay? And here's what he said in Hungary in a speech, and as you know, Hungary is not a fan of migrants, and they are not letting a lot of these immigrants in. He says, please, brothers and sisters, open your doors. Let us try to be in our words, deeds, and activities like Jesus, an open door, a door that is never shut, a door that enables everyone to enter and experience the beauty of the Lord's love and forgiveness. Quote. So that's basically a quote. My reaction to that is balderdash, okay? As long as it's in a white country, we're supposed to let all these non-whites in and basically ruin our nation. There's further quote from the Pope, and I wanted to see how you rectify this in terms of being a Christian position or it's not Christian. Because the Pope basically openly chastised these people and the leader of Hungary as not doing the, quote, Christian thing. Okay, so here's what he said. This is a quote from the Pope, supposedly. How sad and painful it is to see closed doors, the Pope said in the outdoor mass, pointing to, quote, the closed doors of indifference towards the underprivileged, towards those who suffer, towards those doors we close to those who are foreign and unlike us, towards the migrants or the poor. Be open and inclusive, the Pope added. Blah, 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 blah. So, tell me, my dear friend William, how do you feel about that?
I think I feel the same way you feel about it, Paul. It's the Pope's not a Christian, really. He's not. I mean, remember the Catholic Church now. If you go to San Francisco, in the Catholic Church in San Francisco, they have a room in there. It's called the I forget what it's called, but it's like the all-inclusive religion room or something. And it has a symbol of all the religions. And basically, you see that like coexist sticker, a bumper sticker on the back of people's cars, a Jewish kind of thing. It's got It's got the Star of David in the middle of it, on the X or something like that. And it's got all the, you know, it's got the moon, it's got the Muslim moon, it's got the cross in there, you know, throw it in there. But yeah, it's just putting all the religions together, and it's the Freemasonic religion, really. It's putting everything under the auspices of that. So you have a church, you know, in San Francisco doing that, just kind of, it's not really Christian church anymore. But then again, this is a longer conversation. You go back to Lorraine Day. Now, what you said about Lorraine Day, I know you like to call and give her a hard time about that. But look, she has a right to, on her personal level, She doesn't advocate for gun control. In fact, she defends the right to own a gun. She's a supporter of the Second Amendment. But on a personal level, she doesn't believe in using a gun to defend oneself because she is so closely aligned with what she sees as God's plan. I mean, the woman's beat cancer on her own using what she calls God's health plan. She beat stage 4 cancer. So she has a pretty incredibly strong faith that has stood the test of actual action, and so to speak. So,
well,
her faith is what it is. And, you know, you and me, we think different about it, but I really respect her point of view on this. You know, she doesn't want to use a gun. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to fathom the scenario that you're talking about, but you know what? That's where she stands on it. So I'm not going to spend a bunch of time trying to break her down about it.
No. I mean, it's interesting to, I heard the break music. Are we going to take the break or no?
I didn't even hear it.
Okay. So here's what I would say about that. So again, you know, I have nothing but respect for her. I watched her video way back when about cancer doesn't scare me anymore. And, you know, I've heard her interviewed many times. So I just find it interesting that you could mix these things together. In other words, one would have to assume that it was God's plan for some criminal to come in and murder her. I mean, in other words, if she's just going to say, and I mean, I understand the distinction you're drawing between some sort of a policy of a community or a nation versus your individual choice, okay? But see, to me, it's a sort of a bit of insanity, the fact that, you know, if she's religious or faithful, she thinks that God gave her life, right? God gave her the ability, and God gave her all these gifts, and then she wants to, just go ahead and throw it all away because she won't pull a trigger, but she doesn't advocate for gun control. She thinks that having a gun is perfectly fine, and the Second Amendment is there for a reason, and we should defend ourselves against communism and blah, blah, blah. So I just find it a very contradictory position to take, that you wouldn't protect your own life, but you would advocate for others to protect theirs. You see what I'm saying there?
I do, but you're coming up with a hypothetical situation for her. That what she thinks is that God will deliver her away from a situation like that, for the most part, just because she's so closely aligned. And we'll see what happens. She's willing to go all the way with her faith, all the way to death, if that means that it was her time, like what she said. And I don't think she sees it like she's throwing it all away. She lives her life like you and I live our lives, out there telling the truth. She does it even more braver than we do. I don't know. Yeah, that's my take on it, Paul. Paul, I got to jump off and I got another call coming in. But thanks, buddy. I appreciate you as always.
We got to finish this sometime, though.
Okay, we will.
The immigration versus Christianity debate, because it's just getting started. All right.
I'll see you. All right, man. All right, we'll talk later. All right. Thanks. All right, Bob. Bob in Utah. Bob, welcome to the show.
What's that on your chest, mister? It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin!
It's a Delta pin, sir.
You'll report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that pledge pin!
Without that pledge pin.
All right. So I'm not really sure what's going on here, Bob in Utah.
Well, okay, I don't know how my levels are here. When you played that Eric Johnson, I thought, this guy, he's definitely a guitar player, you know, and it wouldn't be too uncool to call and ask him about that. what do you have to say? I mean, here's what I'm thinking. Why couldn't we have a guitar show on Saturdays on RBN? Half the hosts play the guitar or in the radio business.
Well, I like that idea. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll get right to the point.
Guitar?
Well, yeah, I got it in my hands right now. As a matter of fact, you know, I was going to say, sing along with me. John Stadmiller. You know? I just thought maybe we could close it out or something. But anyway, the main thing is that when I hear that song, I think about John Stadmiller, you know? And
what song is that?
The
one you were singing when you called in.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
You know that. That's the, you know, the Intel song, man.
What? To answer your, what is it? Are you? Oh, okay. So that's the, We Must Take America Back.
Yeah, We Must Take America Back. Wall Street, our forefathers spin in their graves. That's what I wanted to do, is play that lick for you. 2 years I've been hearing that lick, and I finally picked up the guitar a couple weeks ago and saw he was playing. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I'll do it again one more time, and then I'm done.
Okay.
I love that lick, but it reminds me of John Stadmiller, though. And another thing I want to say is that I wanted to tell John Stadmiller something. I wanted to say, hey, John, you know, most people on Friday, they get paid and they go home, but when you own your own business, on Friday, other people are standing around wanting you to pay them. And I think he would have related to that, and I was kind of wondering if Mike would relate to that too, but I don't want to get in anybody's business. So that's about all I got. I'm going to take the capo off of this thing.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. I got one more caller. I got Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, welcome.
Hi, William. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
Hey, Murr.
When I heard Kathleen and, you know, and you're talking about Lorraine Day different times, and her Bible studies are a high point of my week. And I'll try to contact her and see if she maybe will set up a phone line. That would be nice, because I'm sure there's more than Kathleen that really would appreciate that. But even if it was just Kathleen, it would be worth it. You know, I was hoping she would call in when I had Lorraine Day on my little show, you know. That hour went by so fast. But it just all the different.
When was that? Because you used to be a host, right, on RBN?
It was just a promo to get people to buy airtime. That's what it was. So I had 9 shows. Yeah.
When was that?
Pardon me?
When was that?
The end of last year and the beginning of this year. It was over that area.
We can find you in the archives then if we look.
Yeah.
If we look up
Murr Bailey. It's in the. Yeah, Murr Bailey's in the archives there. But I want to ask, I know we're about to go out here, and there's probably not enough time, but, you know, there's Christian, I made up a Crino, which is Christian in name only. You have to know him individually. You know, I think Paul needs to realize that. And it always mystified me on Stormfront how he went into Flat Earth and fell for that, and I would like to find out about that. And also Lorraine Day with the gun. Pardon me?
All right. We're at the end of the show, Murr, and the song already ended. So thanks for the call.
And about Guns of Lorraine Day, it's premeditated murder. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Everybody have a good night. Thank you for coming. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.
And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.